As the news of Jesse Ventura's victory spread, the David Letterman show ran wisecracks about a governor whose shorts glitter. Dan Rather compared the candidate's election to Castro riding into town on a hippopotamus. The New York Times ran a front-page picture of a wild-eyed Ventura in the wrestling ring stomping on the back of his opponent. And Minnesotans got answering machine messages like these.
This is Jesse the Mind Ventura, and I want to introduce to you my new Attorney General, Jimmy Superfly Snuka. And for my Department of Interior, the Masked Ranger.
Gene and Chris, this is Richard and Jana Burrow calling from Roanoke, Virginia. First of all, we may be backwards in Virginia, but we don't elect pro wrestlers as governor of Virginia.
Steve Rushen, a national correspondent for Sports Illustrated who was raised in Minnesota, says his New York editors are bemused by Ventura's election, which they see as further support for Minnesota's reputation as a maverick.
Minnesota was a leader on telling sports owners who wanted taxpayers to build them a ballpark to take a hike, and when the rest of the country was building ballparks for billionaire owners, Minnesota was saying, no, we're not going to do that. And in fact, that was one of Jesse's key planks, as I recall, was saying there's going to be no tax dollars for a new stadium. So Minnesota doesn't go with the tide.
But there are other reasons for Ventura's success besides what the outside world perceives as the quirkiness of Minnesota voters. The state has a strong third-party tradition. Voters elected candidates from the Prairie Populist Farmer Labor Party four times during the 1930s, and University of Minnesota Associate Professor of Political Science Lisa Disk says the state still treats third-party candidates as serious contenders.
Our own Democratic Party is a party that's fused out of the Democrats and the former Labor Party. So we have always given third-party candidates more of the benefit of the doubt, and I think that this fact was pronounced in this campaign.
Minnesota also has laws that make it easier for third-party candidates to run here. The state has campaign finance laws that give candidates publicly funded campaign money as long as they win 5% of the vote in the general election. Minnesota also is one of only a handful of states that allow voters to register on the same day as the election. University of Minnesota Professor of History Hy Berman says Ventura's election as the first third-party candidate in Minnesota and one of the few nationwide to win a statewide election since the 1930s is a milestone, one that people should be taking seriously, not snickering over.
What we have here is, of course, a condescension of the most kind of primitive form. From what I've seen, Jesse is an intelligent and a thoughtful and a very perceptive man. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to accomplish what he did accomplish. Now, I'm sure that a good deal of this is, of course, a kind of intellectual elitist backlash against the fact that they were not able to dictate the outcome of an election.
Ventura's election is widely viewed as a stunning rebuke to the political status quo in Minnesota. But whether his actions once in office will be as wide a departure from business as usual as his image remains to be seen. Ventura has said he's willing to work closely with Republican Governor Arnie Carlson on a smooth transition and has indicated he may even retain many of the same cabinet members. Some Minnesotans are even starting to wonder if the vote that shocked the world may really have elected a governor whose actual policies may not be all that different from the last ones. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.